Cool. Well, hey guys, hope you guys are doing well. It's very cool to be here. As you heard, my name's Matthew and I'm 23 and I've had the privilege of leading the youth for this year, and that's been an amazing blessing in my life. God's used it to bless me. He's also used it to grow me a huge amount. He's used it to point on things in my heart that I need to submit to Him and places in life that I need to grow. And one of those things that God's been using youth ministry to kind of poke at in me is kind of what I'm going to quickly, very shortly, be sharing about tonight. And it's something that God's been saying to me over and over and over and over again this whole year. Just kind of being the common thread through all the different seasons, all the different ups and downs, is what God keeps telling me over and over again. And so what He keeps trying to work into my heart. And what that is that doing good things for God without relationship with God means nothing. And knowing a lot about God, even doing good things like, you know, serving and loving people and teaching people, actually, if it's not coming from a place of real and active relationship with God, it means nothing. And so very, very quickly, I don't know very long, so we're just going to look at quite an impactful verse for me, which is from John 15. And this is a parable that Jesus is telling to His disciples. And He's just been speaking about being the true vine. And He says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." And then what we see in this passage, and what God keeps having to remind me of again and again from this passage, is that the call that God is giving us is to abide in him, to be close to him, to desire a relationship with him, to be in his presence, being strengthened and empowered and called by his Spirit. And what we see is that in the same way that actually a branch that's disconnected from the tree, that's just kind of lying on the ground, that has nothing that's connecting it to nutrients, is dead and dry. It's firewood. It can't produce new life. It can't produce new leaves. It can't bear fruit. In the same way, if we're not moving and we're not acting out of a place of being in God's presence, abiding him, then we are equally unable to produce good fruit. And this is what God's desire has been for humanity, for all of us from the beginning. And we see in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, God created Adam and Eve, and they were in God's presence. They were abiding in him. He was abiding in them. It says they walked together in the cool of the day. They were physically in God's presence. And that was how God created us. That was his design for us. That was his plan for us, was to be walking in the presence of God. And then you know the story. Adam and Eve sinned. Humanity was cast out of the garden. We were cast out of the presence of God. And that design that God had built into us as humans, that design to be in the presence of God, to be abiding in him, we were no longer able to be in his presence because of our sin. And as we track the history of Israel through the hundreds of years since then, God carries on calling people to him, but actually we're still barred from his presence by the sin that has separated us. And we see the Israelites build the tabernacle in the desert, and then they build the temple. And it's a place where God's presence can fall, and his presence can be in his people, but it's still not accessible by his people. And so even in that time, we still couldn't enter the presence of God. But God decided, because he's gracious and he's merciful, that actually he had designed us to be in his presence. And so he was going to do something about it. So even as Wes shared during worship, he sent Christ. Christ came. Christ lived. Christ died for us. And when he died, the price for sin was paid. And that barrier that had been blocking us from being in the presence of God, that barrier that had been blocking us from this relationship that God had created us for, was taken away. And the call that God has for us today is the same as the call that God had for us then. And the call that God has for us is to abide in him, to be in his presence, to know him, to desire him. And I so often fall into this trap of trying to do good things, right? And trying to do godly things. And if my sentence ended there, that'd be a good thing. It's good to do good things, right? It's good to do godly things. But I so often try and do good things and godly things my way, with my abilities, the way that I think is best, in the timing that I think is best, going in the direction that I think we should be going in. And God doesn't actually play a part, really. It's me trying to do good stuff in my ability. And God isn't really, really there until I come to him at the end and I say, Look at these good things I've done, God. Aren't you proud of me? Haven't I done well? Aren't you so proud of these good things that I've done?
And God says,
That's not actually what I wanted from you. That wasn't the call that I gave you. That wasn't my desire for you. I wanted relationship with you. I wanted to be with you while you were studying. I wanted to be with you while you were working. I wanted to be with you while you were serving. I wanted to be with you while you were preparing that Bible study. I wanted your desire to be to know me, not just to know more about me. And abiding in God, desiring a relationship with God, can't just be a segment of our life that we fit into a timetable. And this is something that God keeps reminding me of. And the fact that God has to keep reminding me of it just means I'm not really doing it, right? And so desiring God isn't just a segment that we fit into our timetable. It's not just like a part of our calendar that we fit in on a Sunday. Abiding in God, pursuing relationship with God, doing life with God, it should be the home base, the foundation that actually we move out of, the foundation that we operate from. We should be studying from a place of abiding in God. We should be working from a place of abiding in God. We should be serving and loving people from a place of abiding in God. We should be reading our Bible and praying, but from a place of abiding in God and relationship with Him. And God has had to spend a whole year, and He's probably going to have to spend much longer telling me over and over and over again to do this, to abide in Him, to seek relationship with Him, because I keep forgetting to do it. And I keep needing to constantly remind myself that God wants me for me, not for the things that I can give Him, not for the things that I can do. Because what can I actually give to the Creator God of the universe, the all-powerful, magnificent One? What can I bring to the table in that equation, right? I can bring nothing. God doesn't need me to be performing well and bearing good fruits so that He is proud of me. He needs me to be abiding in Him, seeking relationship with Him. And when I'm abiding in Him, when I'm connected to the true vine, when I'm getting strength and encouragement and guidance and direction from Him, then I will be bearing good fruits. Then I will be producing good works to His glory. And as I'm sure you guys have realized, this is something I've not done particularly well this year. And there's a example that comes straight to mind. Some of you may know, in March, we had a youth camp. And it was the first youth camp we'd had in a while. It was the first youth camp I was leading as youth pastor, and I was preaching the first night. And it was my first kind of like real long preach, you might call it. And I was very excited. And I was like, okay, I'm going to smash it. I'm going to come back. Kyle's not going to preach anymore. It's just going to be me. Sunday mornings, it's going to be me. It's going to be outstanding. So I did my research. I read commentaries. I was writing. There was a flow. I had analogies that fit to different situations. I had three headings that all started with the same letter. I was like, it was powerful. I was ready. And as I was finishing, I was so proud of myself. I was like, God, look at this wisdom that You've given me. Right? Look at this wisdom that I'm giving to Your kids. You know, look at this, look at the structure of this preach. And in that moment, I mean, there's clearly a lot of other sinful heart attitudes going on there. But in that moment, I just felt so convicted by the Holy Spirit. And what He said to me was, you've spent all this time, you've put in all this effort, and you've written this preach about me, but somehow you've managed to do it without me. And that was, guys, that's one of those moments where there's no gray. It's right or wrong. It's like, I'm clearly in the wrong here. And I had to sit down and repent. And it was so kind of mind-blowing for me. It was so, it like really shook me, because it made it so clear how easily and how quickly I fall into this pattern and into this way of being, of trying to do stuff for God instead of trying to do stuff with God. And the call that God has given us is to abide in Him. And from a place of abiding in Him, then we can bear good fruit. So there's one thing that I would say to my generation. I think it's something that God is saying to me over and over again, something that He wants to say to all of you, is that God doesn't just want your heads. He doesn't just want the things that you know. He doesn't just want the things that you can do, the things that you can bring to the table. He wants your heart. and he wants you, and he wants relationship with you. He doesn't just want the things you can do for him. He doesn't want you to be doing stuff for him. He wants you to be doing stuff with him. And he doesn't just want your Sunday. He doesn't just want you to fit him into your timetable. He doesn't want you to segment him and put him next to your lecture blocks and find a space where he fits. He doesn't just want your Sunday. He wants your every day. And the call that God has given us is the same today as it has always been, and the call is to abide in him. And from a place and a foundation of being in the presence of God, desiring relationship with God, pursuing his spirit, being empowered by him, it's out of that place that we step forward and we can bear good fruit. Let me pray for us. Yeah, Father God, thank you, Lord, that we are able to enter your presence. Thank you, God, that you've brought down every barrier that standed in the way, everything that kept us out of your presence, that stopped us from being able to abide in you. Thank you, God, that you have brought us in. God, that you have reached out, you've picked us up, Lord, and you have brought us into your presence, God. And we're so sorry for the times when we're trying to do stuff without you, God. When we get into this mindset of trying to perform for you rather than do life with you. God, our desire is to be abiding in you, Lord. Our desire is to be pursuing relationship with you, God. We want to know you deeply, God. Won't you be moving in our hearts? God, won't you be drawing us to you? And won't you be helping us to bear good fruit? In your name, amen. Amen. Amen.